In this bulletin, Greater Brisbane to enter a three-day lockdown starting tonight, calls for US President Donald Trump's immediate removal from office grow, and Will Pekowski makes a stellar debut at the third cricket test against India at the SCG. Good afternoon with the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Greater Brisbane will be entering a three-day lockdown starting tonight. Residents in the council areas of Brisbane, Logan, Ipswich, Moreton and Redlands must stay at home from 6pm tonight until 6pm on Monday after yesterday's positive case of the UK coronavirus variant. The employee who worked at one of Brisbane's quarantine hotels has the new mutation that's been circulating in the UK, which is 70% more infectious. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Greater Brisbane is now officially a hotspot.
We are doing this to make sure that we keep Queenslanders safe. These are tough, strong measures. Like I said, this is incredibly infectious. We are going into National Cabinet. I've just advised all of my colleagues that we are declaring that Greater Brisbane area a hotspot, and I'm also asking my colleagues from other jurisdictions to also declare Greater Brisbane a hotspot until we get through this together.
Masks will also be mandated in Greater Brisbane. Queensland has recorded 9 new cases of COVID-19, all in hotel quarantine. Meanwhile, New South Wales will not be closing its border with Queensland. This is what New South Wales Acting Premier John Barilaro recommends people do when flying or driving between states.
For those that will be flying in, the same sort of arrangements at airports as we had for South Australia, where we'll be asking people as they come off those flights for their information, because if something does occur, it is going to be very important that we'll be able to respond quickly in relation to that. If you are driving over the border, there isn't going to be some border closure, as I've indicated. But please try and document exactly your travel itinerary so that if in case something occurs and we get in touch, that you are able to accurately give us your itinerary to help us minimise any impacts.
New South Wales has today recorded 11 COVID-19 cases. 7 of those acquired overseas and 4 were locally acquired. 2 are linked to the Barilla cluster, 1 is linked to the Croydon cluster, and the other infection, which was reported yesterday, is linked to the Avalon cluster. Meanwhile, Tasmania has declared Greater Brisbane a high-risk area after the Queensland government announced a three-day lockdown of residents in the area. Any traveller arriving in Tasmania from today who has been in the Greater Brisbane area since January the 2nd will need to immediately quarantine for up to 14 days. And keeping a super infectious UK variant of coronavirus from penetrating Australia's shores will be a key focus for Prime Minister Scott Morrison and state leaders today. Medical experts will present advice on how to manage the UK mutation, which is more infectious than the others. Calls for US President Donald Trump's immediate removal from office are growing after the fallout from the US Capitol riots, which left 4 people dead. It comes a day after Congress formally validated President-elect Joe Biden's presidential election victory. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has joined those calling on Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Mr. Trump from office before his term ends on the 20th of January. The President has acknowledged the incoming administration, but Ms. Pelosi still thinks Mr. Trump needs to be removed from office.
When you have the 25th Amendment invoked, that would be calling upon the Vice President, as we hope to do, to take the lead and with a majority of the Cabinet to be able to unseat the President of the United States, a very dangerous person who should not continue in office. This is urgent. This is emergency of the highest magnitude. So you're Pompeo, the Secretary of State. Do you stand by this president dangerously staying in office?
To sport, and Will Pekowski's stellar debut was the story of the opening day of the third cricket test against India at the SCG. The 22-year-old proving why he's the real deal with his maiden test half century and 62 runs. More than 3 hours were lost to the Sydney rain, but Pekowski impressed on either side of the delay as Australia enjoyed its most productive day, finishing with the upper hand at 2 for 166. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the nation today. Very hot again in Perth, a top of 41 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, 32. Fine weather for Melbourne as well, a mild 25 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, 24. Cloudy and 23 in Canberra. Much the same for Wollongong, 23. Similar conditions in Sydney, 23 degrees, 24. Much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a couple of showers about, 26. Showers and a possible storm, 33 in Cairns. In Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you're looking for a new podcast, check out Analysis of the Daily News in SBS News In Depth.